You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is a Thursday edition of The Rob Carson Show. Can you believe it's Thursday already? I know. Hey, did you hear the big news out of Michigan? And maybe why Donald Trump is leading in Michigan? Ford is dramatically cutting hourly workforce at the F-150 Lightning plant in Dearborn. That's the electric pickup truck plant. You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like a bloodbath. Oh, my God, it sounds like a bloodbath. There's a bloodbath. Bloodbath. Captain Bloodbath reporting for duty. Ford Motor Company dramatically, which means dramatic and drastically. It's a real word. Look it up. Ford Motor Company is dramatically cutting the hourly workforce, and I'm not laughing about this, at the factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning starting next week as the automaker slashes production targets of its all-electric pickup truck. Of the 2,100 workers who make up three work crews at the Rouge Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, one-third will remain on site until April the 1st, which is April Fool's Day. Fooled you! You bought one! They're pieces of crap! Ford spokeswoman Jessica Enoch told the Detroit Free Press on Wednesday a crew of 700 will be transferred to the Michigan assembly plant in Wayne to build the Bronco. I drive one of those. And Ranger, while the remaining 700 or so will either take the $50,000 retirement package, you're not going to be retired very long, negotiated during the 2023 contract talks, or accept reassignment in Southeast Michigan. So you got to go and work at one of them places that builds the gas-powered vehicles. So, you know, there you go. Yeah, the bloodbath begins. This is why the UAW leadership all need to be fired, because they get all rich and everything while you building cars. They could give a flying crap about you. And China's building EV plants in Mexico. And guess what? Nobody's going to buy those pieces of crap either. Yeah, yeah. And I've said this all along. I don't care if you drive an electric vehicle. I got no problem with an electric vehicle. When you start mandating electric vehicles, you can kiss my butt. I will never drive an electric vehicle. You know why? Because I use my car. I use it for stuff, like hauling stuff, okay? I don't just drive to Whole Foods and buy tabbouleh and field greens, you know, and salmon for $23.99 a pound. I don't do that. All right? And so the F-150 Lightning, which is an electric pickup truck, is for posers. All right? Nobody who uses a pickup truck for a pickup truck, what it's worth, you know, nobody on a construction site, maybe the foreman, but I doubt it, drives an EV, especially a Ford F-150 Lightning. What I would suggest for Ford, figure out a way to retrofit those Ford F-150 Lightnings with the V6 turbo that I have in my Bronco. That's what I would suggest you do. The old bloodbath, it already started. Can you believe it? It already started. And this EV mandate is a joke. It's a joke. You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's Good Friday. You know what Sunday is? It's Easter, and you know every boy and girl is excited about Easter. I mean, that is if you celebrate Easter. You know, I know there are a lot of kids who don't celebrate Easter, but a lot of kids are, and I know one Hunter Biden certainly enjoys Easter. This is Jim Gossett, everybody.
Here comes Hunter chasing tail, left behind a money trail. Hippity hoppity, prison's on the way.
Oh, I doubt it, but we can hope.
His laptop's filled with videos. If it was yours, to jail you'd go.
You'd already be there.
He's protected by the DOJ. There was coke found in a locker. He had hookers 1, 2, 3.
And 4.
He flashed online an illegal gun and took cash from the CCP. His artwork, how it really sucks, but people pay Hunter big bucks. Everybody knows it's bribery.
Yeah, pretty much.
He'll hook up with his daddy Joe. They'll rake in some Chinese dough for their many crimes they never pay.
There you go. That'll get you going. That'll get you going. That'll get you going. Easter is coming up this weekend. And Hunter, you know, you get that that artificial grass that they put in the Easter baskets. My wife hates that stuff. She doesn't allow me to have that plastic artificial grass because it's a waste and it destroys the planet. apparently. I had no idea. So, Hunter, he likes the artificial grass. He calls his synthetic, though. So there you go. It's coming up. Easter. Yeah. Got a lot of stuff to get to on the show today. I do want to mention this Francis Scott Key Bridge and get going on this because it is a really big deal. And some people, columnists, are calling it essentially an economic nuke. That's what it is. It's an economic nuke to the Eastern Corridor. I lived in Washington, D.C. for a while. And I don't think everybody fully has a grasp of how much this is going to mean to the city of Baltimore, to D.C., to cities up and down the I-95 corridor for a number of reasons. Because one of the things is that was a main port for exporting of coal. That's going to impact the economy of Pennsylvania, among other places. Major natural gas exporter. They hauled a lot of petroleum products out of Baltimore down south to areas south of Baltimore because north because that's where tanker trucks came out of. And you can't take a tanker truck in a tunnel because if one blows up, it fills the entire tunnel with gas and flame and it kills everybody. Yeah, so because it has to go out in one end to the other rather than just straight up in the sky. So if a tanker truck explodes in a tunnel, everybody dies. That's just the way it is. So they can't have them go through the tunnels. So this is going to be gigantic for hauling hazardous waste, for hauling fuel and all of this. Who knows what it's going to do to gas prices. And it's also going to be a major pain in the butt as far as traffic is concerned. And then there's this. Joe Biden says that he's going to move heaven and earth to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is a pretty interesting column. Smacks of a promise of only a Herculean aspiration, yet the Herculean way may fell way short in the monumental task of resuscitating this crucial artery. Reason being, it took 5 years to build after several years of planning. It was originally conceived as a tunnel running under the harbor. Bonds to finance the construction were sold in 1968. The final regulatory approvals granted in 72. Yeah, that was 4 years just to get the regulatory approvals. And then they built the damn thing in 5 years. So do you think Baltimore has 5 years to rebuild that tunnel? Honestly, no. They need to get it done. Get it done. The Outer Harbor Tunnel, as it was originally called, was originally budgeted at $32 million. The New York Times reported back in 1977 and ended up costing $141 million, roughly $735 million in today's dollars. But you know it's going to be more than that. It's going to be in the billions. Contrast with the contemporary quagmire where ambitions for infrastructure metamorphosis are beleaguered by the labyrinth of regulatory milieu. They need to throw the regulatory stuff out. Nature will deal with it, all right? You build a bridge, the fish will just swim around the base of the bridge. Not going to do anything to the fish. However, if you put up a big old windmill, that is a bird salad shooter. Yeah, that's what it is, but nobody seems to care about that. And they don't care if you put them out at sea and they kill a bunch of whales. Nobody cares about that. So today you've got the specter of racism. Because racism, roads are racist, according to Pete Buttigieg. Anyway, environmental regulation and a litany of social injustices haunt these ventures, ensnaring them a web of scrutiny that spans endangered species, carbon emissions, and a litany of inclusivity metrics. The bureaucratic colossus that now oversees such endeavors has rendered even Herculean ambition inadequate. Plus, also, there are a lot of people who, like in the Washington Post, they think that the most important thing is when they rebuild it, don't name it after Francis Scott Key because he was racist. I know, it's so stupid. It's just so stupid. So we got that. Oh, and did you hear Joy Reid? Woo, Joy Reid. She is I don't even know what to say. Mentally ill. She's got severe racism. She is a spoiled, entitled brat who's never been through anything in her life. And she's been DEI trained through her education. And she hates everybody and blames racism for every failing in her life. And consequently projects it on black people in America, like black people don't have a chance to get anything done in their lives. And do you like living in that malaise? Talking to the people of color in the audience, you like being told you're never going to be able to accomplish anything as you look back and you see people like Norma Rudolph and Louis Armstrong and Michael Jordan and all the great names in black history that have that come almost exclusively out of America, athletes, entertainers, scientists, judges, politicians, they can go on and on. And she likes to project it. I'll tell you what, she went off the rails last night because some people are criticizing the man-child who is the mayor of Baltimore because he's, you know, kind of a doofus. And Baltimore's struggling. It's struggling even more. Crime is out of the just off the hook. The schools are crap. Baltimore schools are crap. Kids, literally less than a dozen kids graduating from Baltimore high schools in the last year who are proficient in anything. That's how bad it is. And yet, everybody is so butthurt when they say that the mayor of Baltimore is actually, a DEI hire, Brandon Scott. Get on, they make a joke about it because we've seen what DEI hires do. Look at Harvard. For crying out loud, with the ex-president. Look at Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was literally made a Supreme Court justice, nominated because black woman. There you go. Gets into, didn't know what a woman was, even though she is one. And then when she gets into the Supreme Court, says that the First Amendment gets in the way of the government. So that's what you get. And so Brandon Scott is a doofus. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's doing a terrible job as the mayor. And, of course, Joy Reid has to blame that on racism. So Joy Reid got all butthurt that somebody said that Brandon Scott was a DEI hire. It was meant as satire with a point, by the way, because that's kind of the way it is. But, you know, she thinks that if you say DEI in a bad way, it means you're a racist. So here's a little bit of Joy Reid. First of all, she says... You might want to sit down for this. If you're a Republican, you're a total racist. Just wanted you to know, even if you're black, you're a racist.
And at this point, it's evident what they mean by DEI, right? Okay, it means black people. It's the reason the right complained about critical race theory. It's not fashionable to be openly racist anymore in America, unlike what they call the good old days. So referring to a black mayor as a DEI mayor gets the point across, right? So fellas, why not just say what you mean? You can't stand black people. We get it.
Yeah, we just really, you know, the cat's out of the bag. I mean, honestly, I guess we might as well admit it. We really don't like black people, right? I mean, the political party right now that has the most momentum going into the 2020 election with, well, now like 25% black people coming to the Republican Party, leaving the Democrat Party. I really hate this because this is going to kill the momentum. I mean, honestly, this is going to be a very big disappointment. To all the black people who are going to the Republican Party because... They're so racist. Here is Joy Reid talking to Brandon Scott.
Joining me now is Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. I will allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose.
She immediately shifts into racism, like, oh, did you know there was a bridge that collapsed over here? Just wanted you to know it's going to have billions and billions of dollars of economic impact on the city of Baltimore for years to come. Just wanted to mention that. You might want to stick to that, but nah.
...to do so to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on you for having the...
Tomfoolery. That's racist or something.
...nerve to be black and also a mayor.
Not all guys named Tom are fools.
Well, I think, listen, I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything.
Well, I'm a straight, middle-class white man.
We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country.
Oh, you're talking about the slave ships that we weren't around for?
And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent.
Okay.
We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that
they don't have the courage to say the N-word. Well, I hate to tell you this. If you even read it out of context, like in a book, you'll lose your job. You know, seriously.
I don't believe in their... untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from. Them.
That's neat. Fix the damn bridge.
Because me being at my position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers, is going to be at risk.
Well,
and they should be afraid.
It's kind of weird because I know more poor white people than I do rich white people. I only know maybe like three rich white people. So stupid. Fix the bridge. I've got more coming up. Joy Reid immediately is suddenly on the side of Mexicans. Let's see. We've got a little bit of Laura Logan audio talking about what they think this is all about. Oh, Steve Bannon, some great stuff on America coming together to save the country and people going to the Republican Party, even though I guess we all hate black people. But anyway, that's all coming up. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
And at this point, it's evident what they mean by DEI, right? Okay, it means black people. It's the reason the right complained about critical race theory. It's not fashionable to be openly racist anymore in America, unlike what they call the good old days. So referring to a black mayor as a DEI mayor gets the point across, right? So fellas, why not just say what you mean? You can't stand black people. We get it.
If Joy Reid were a car, she'd only have one gear. And she'd be broken down on the side of the road. Yeah, Joy Reid. Everything's racist. Everything is through the lens of racism. It is remarkable. Brandon Scott is a terrible mayor of Baltimore. He just happens to be a black guy. You know who else is a terrible mayor? Mayor Adams in New York City. Happens to be a black guy. Sorry, just is. This is what Mayor of Chicago. Terrible mayor. Just happens to be a black guy. Here's the deal. If you suck, and by the way, if you suck, and you're also black, doesn't mean that everybody's racist for acknowledging that you suck. So there you go. It's just so stupid. Let's go to Chris in Pasadena, Maryland. He knows a little bit more. He lives a little bit closer to the area than I do. But Chris, what's going on, my friend?
How's it going today, my man?
Good. What's up?
Hey, listen, with the bridge getting hit, struck by the ship, I have never been so embarrassed to watch TV and to see this mayor get on there and be so unprofessional. You got everybody that's with suits on. This guy comes out with a hoodie on. And then last night he comes out there with a jacket on that only my 16-year-old would wear. And then when like people like Megan Frost or Mackenzie on Fox 45, they try to ask him hard questions. He shuts him up because didn't answer it.
Of course, because he didn't know what the hell he's talking about. So they had to kind of dumb it down. They had to say, Mayor, when the bridge fall down, go boom. How did you feel about that?
it's just embarrassing. If you watch it, I mean, he tries to like be up out front. You know, even next to the governor last night, when the governor, he has to be in that Photoshop. And he looks completely ridiculous with everybody else around him. I mean, you got a crooked Nick Mosby behind him that looks even better. You know, he's wearing a suit at least.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, when you look at a city where literally black kids will graduate from high school not knowing how to read or do math, when you got black kids downtown working, squeegeeing windshields, you know, like they do sell Chiclets in Mexico City, you know, I mean, things are pretty bad. When juvenile crime is so out of hand, and this government in Baltimore and the state of Maryland doesn't know how to handle it, honestly, Maryland, I don't care what color the new mayor is or the new governor is, but somebody's got to do something because there are a lot of stupid people in office in Maryland, Chris. Hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. Have a good day. Here's Joy. See, suddenly down with Mexican people, I guess. And just listen to what she had to say. Because some of the workers on the bridge were Mexicans. And you know, and guess what? I hate to tell you this, but a lot of bridge crew people also are white people and Italian people and Asian people and all that. How do I know that? Because I worked on a bridge crew when I was in high school. Here, listen.
I just want to say, just personally, and I think from this show, and I'm sure I speak for you as well, we are grateful in this country to the Latino workers who do the hard work. They are on these construction sites all over this country, doing the work that you cannot compel a lot of Americans to do.
Oh, no, not at all, actually. No, I'm from the Midwest. White people who do those jobs any day of the week, they'll work at slaughtering plants and they plant fields and everything and they work on bridge crews. It ain't no thing. Not a big deal at all.
Back-breaking work that we don't even have enough gratitude to give to them.
So I thought Democrats thought that only Mexican people could and brown people could do as pick lettuce and work in fields.
Our deepest condolences to the families of those six who are gone and are lost, and they were lost doing the work for us to make our country better and to make our economy
stronger. And only Joy Reid could make their deaths racial. Unbelievable. We've got much more coming up at the Rob Carson Show, 800-922-6680. Back in a few. Hey guys, it's Carson. I want to tell you about a remarkable product called Field of Greens, the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you to go on this journey with me. Literally one scoop a day of Field of Greens. It tastes great. It's completely improved my life. This is nutrition the way nature intended. This vegetable blend has given me more energy throughout the day. I'm sleeping better throughout the night. I'm feeling better and looking healthier overall. And if you don't believe me, look at my social media. Looking pretty hot. Thank you very much. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they give you a 100% money-back guarantee. My listeners get 15% off with your first order and free rush shipping. This is great stuff. It tastes good. I eat it every day. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code Newsmax. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code Newsmax. You're going to love this stuff.
I just want to say, just personally, and I think from this show, and I'm sure I speak for you as well, we are grateful in this country to the Latino workers who do the hard work. They are on these construction sites all over this country doing the work that you cannot compel a lot of Americans to do. The back.
You know, Joy Reid, even when she's trying to be not racist, she's a racist. You know, the reason why Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi say that Hispanics come to America to pick lettuce and blow leaves is because that's the only interaction they have with Hispanics. And Joy Reid, you know, has probably seen a Hispanic guy on a bridge filling a pothole. You know, it's just so racist. It really is. I mean, honestly, it's like, I think Hispanic people do other stuff. But, you know, Joy Reid looks for racism. And it just so happens some of the guys working on the bridge crew are Hispanic. And that's the way it is, man, you know? But believe it or not, I think there are probably even Hispanic people who, are business people. You might want to check that out sometime. It's so stupid. I love it. You know, I had a Hispanic manager at the car dealership I worked at. Oh, my God, amazing. That, you know, normally they're used to seeing a Hispanic guy walking around with a leaf blower on his back. What are you doing in that office? Aren't you supposed to be out cleaning some gutters or something? It's just so. It is just ridiculous. It is, even when they try not to be racist, they are so. The Democrat Party is the party of race. We don't give a crap, honestly. I worked in a bridge crew in high school. Nord Sorensen was the guy who owned the company. He was a pain in the ass. But we had Hispanic guys and white guys and hell, even believe it or not, are you ready for this? Hispanic foreman. I know. It's crazy. It is just crazy. Unbelievable. Joy Reid, oh my God, she is so racist. Let's go to Kathy in Millsboro, Delaware. Hello there, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's up?
I need to ask you something. I used to be a diehard Democrat, and yes, I did vote for Biden, and I've asked Jesus to forgive me. But at any rate, I changed over three, like right after that, because I kept hearing lies and lies and lies. I started researching, and I called and I registered Republican. And the minute I knew, this is a bunch of junk, you know what I mean, that they're feeding us. Yeah. So anyway, I just don't understand. I've even talked to people in my neighborhood that particularly hate Trump. It is Delaware. It's a blue state, I guess, you know. But they hate him. When you try to get it out of them, why? You know.
Well, because here's one of the reasons, Kathy. They speak in bumper stickers, and whenever you debate with a Democrat, their logic is bumper sticker thick. That's about it. It ends at the end of the phrase of the bumper sticker. They hate Trump because MSNBC tells them that Trump is a Nazi, Trump is a this, Trump is a that. You've got all three major networks, 97% negative coverage, 97% negative coverage of Donald Trump. That's the reason. They absorb their own media. They do not pay attention to facts. And when you just watch MSNBC, you know, MSNBC, they hired Ronna McDaniel. They could not have an opposing viewpoint. You have to agree with everything that the government, media, deep state says. So whatever they call, you know, they called our opinions disinformation and misinformation. So anybody who goes against anything they call disinformation or misinformation, including questioning the 2020 election, that can't be tolerated. So you've got very closed-minded people, and fortunately some people, you're never going to get to the elite white cul-de-sac gated community liberals. They're never going to change. But I'm going to tell you, all of us middle-class folks and all of us lower-middle-class folks, I don't care if you're black or white or whatever, we're beginning to realize that Washington, D.C. exists for Washington, D.C., and the Democrat Party is now the party of the elites. That's what's going on, Kathy.
Well, for being such elites, they make really dumb comments, like you're supposed to believe these things. It's almost like all these other people are brainwashed, and I feel sorry for them, but when you try to set, you know, give them some truth, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you just got to let them go. Let them go. Nothing you can do about them. We're just going to roll over them. We're going to roll over them together. I like to say homeboys and hillbillies and Hebrews are all going to come together to save the country. Yeah. I believe that. So, well, God bless you, Kathy. And thanks for, you know, listen, I'm really angry at the establishment Republican Party, too. So it ain't just about being Republican. It's about being a common sense person. And that's what you did. You turned from nonsense to common sense. And that's what we all want, right?
And we all, and then they ask people 4 years ago, were you better off? Yeah. Well, what's the problem?
Yeah,
why
well, because.
You go, then vote for Trump. I don't get this.
Because they made Trump Hitler. That's why. They started doing it 8 years ago. Kathy, I appreciate the phone call. They made Trump Hitler. That's what they did. They're trying to do it now. I saw a campaign ad for Joe Biden that literally is, if you support Donald Trump or America First, you are a Nazi. It had a Nazi flag in the ad. And that's when my discussion with you is over. I only have room to fight you and beat you. That's it. When you put a Nazi flag in your ad, there's no coming back from that. There's no we can reconcile and shake hands. Bleep you. I want you out of office. I want you out of power. And I want the people who espouse those beliefs against American citizens to be driven from power permanently. We have no room for that at all. No room at all. Let's go to Mark in East Balmer. Hello there, Mark. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, Mr. Carson. Good to talk to you.
You too, bud.
Hey, look, I hate to keep banging this race bell that's going on here, but, hey, you know, I took offense at what Brandon Scott said about keeping the white people out of their comfort zone. Because he's letting all these youth run wild and do all these things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those orders come straight out of the White House. It's their wraparound services, stopping the school-to-prison pipeline.
Oh, yes.
And that directive is right out of the White House. And all the Democratic cities are following. They are divisive. I have Hispanic neighbors, and I have a black neighbor that are fantastic that I get along with.
Yes.
But it's just a matter of, when are these people going to stop dividing us?
Well,
we're not at each other.
There's a lot of things going on. They need racial division. They need division on all lines. They cannot have a unified government. That's a tenet of Maoist, the Maoist revolution. It's you have to be divided on all fronts. You have to make each other hate each other, and you know they've created, they've made it seem like it's 1968 all over again. It is not that. I think part of this, Mark, has to do with the Democrat Party. They've always been able to throw the scraps to the people of color in inner cities, and they've been guaranteed a vote. Now they're saying reparations, and the reason why they're saying reparations is because they want to assuage their guilt about their history of racism, and also they want to distract from their history of racism. They want to try and erase their history. By the way, if you look at reparations, and I heard there was a guy the other day I quoted from Levin, from Lindell TV, a bunch of young black men were interviewed, and they said, one of them said, I want to sue for reparations to the Democrat Party. And that's who you should sue for reparations, not the American government. Because there were a lot of Republicans and there were a lot of Northerners who died 170 years ago to end slavery. So they had no part of slavery. They had no part in racism following the Civil War. I'm not saying there was no racism, but at the same time, racism and slavery belonged exclusively to the Democrat Party, then Jim Crow, then the Great Society, and all of this. And so the Democrat Party, they're coming up with racism, another big government check to distract from what they've done to the black community. That's what it is. And now people of color are finally waking up and going, holy crap. Yeah, I get it now. So we've always lived in peace, man. I don't care. You know, didn't matter to me. Go ahead.
And if I'm not mistaken, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican.
Yes, he was. Of course he was. And the Republican Party was founded to end slavery. Thanks for the call, bro. I gotta go. Here's Steve Bannon, and this is what I said. Remember, I came up with the expression a few months ago. I said, hillbillies and homeboys are coming together. Now I've added Hebrews. Hillbillies, homeboys, Hebrews, Christians, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, the left. Screw the left. We're going to bowl right over. We're going to roll over them. We're going to pave over them. We're going to pave over the left. But listen to Steve Bannon. This is what he said yesterday.
Well, piece is out saying how Democrats, and that would be working class Democrats, are starting to warm to the Trump message, particularly about being a disruptor. They think this system has to be disrupted. So you're seeing actual working class and middle class folks that are tired of this, are tired of the destruction of their country, are starting to come to the Trump message. Why the elites are all binding together. And remember, all the Republicans, look at they named George Bush, Dick Cheney, Paul Ryan. I mean, come on, Nikki, neocon Nikki.
Yeah.
So Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Dick Cheney, George Bush, the last two sets of have been thoroughly rejected by the MAGA base and by the new Republican Party for 8 years now. On the other hand, working people are starting to come to Trump.
Yes. And you know what? That's why they're calling him a Nazi. That's why they're coming up all these names. That's why they're screaming. That's why Joe Biden stood in front of Independence Hall and called half of the country MAGA fascists and enemies of democracy. They're bat guano crazy. They've got to. All the Democrat Party has now right now is hate and division. What are they offering you? They're lying to you about the economy. So they make up crap about the economy. Oh, no, the economy's great. You just don't understand, you know, and all that. Meanwhile, you look at what you're making. And listen, I've been there. I returned to poverty. Most people, you know, a lot of people, they don't return to poverty. I grew up poor as a kid, you know, and I started working in farm fields. I know this, you know, old-timey Rob Carson story. When I was raised, I was raised in the 70s and 80s, but I was raised essentially like a kid in the Depression era because my parents were Depression babies. They were older than they could have been my grandparents. And my mom and dad, we raised, you know, every year we had 400 chickens. That was all of our meat for the winter. We had pigs. That was our meat for the winter. We grew a massive garden. My mother did all the canning. We had a root cellar. My dad worked old-timey farm equipment at a John Deere A 1922 tractor and a 1938 AC. And literally, that's what we had. I went to McDonald's twice in my life before I had a car and could drive into Council Bluffs in Omaha to get a burger. So, you know, and we never cared about color or anything. I worked with Hispanic guys, working in the fields. I worked with Hispanic guys on a construction crew. My dad, he was a World War II veteran. He was kind of like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. He'd use that kind of racial language. It was kind of, you know, whatever. But you know, one of his best friends was George Nelson, and George Nelson was a black guy. And George and his wife, they come out to our house, and they bring their son out there, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm playing with his black kid. And we didn't think twice about it. You know, my family grew up in North Omaha. North Omaha is still a crap hole, and it's all, you know, typical Democrat run neighborhood. It's black and poor and crime addled and all that. And we used to, they were the only white family who lived there. And we would literally be told when it became dark, you could not go outside because you'd get beat up. You know, my cousins used to get beat the crap out of themselves when they went to school in the morning by black kids because they hated the white kids in the neighborhood. So, you know, to me, when I see all of this, oh, yeah, you know, Joy Reid said America's racist, America's all this and all that, they created this crap. The Democrat Party created all of this crap to divide us. And look what they've done. And now people are finally getting it. They're finally understanding that, you know, when they saw East Palestine and all those people in East Palestine, and they didn't go for a year later until they went out to see those people, they realized that, oh, they hate Trump voters, and that's why they didn't care. And then you look at places like Baltimore, whose schools are terrible, who the jobs are terrible, the crime is unbelievable, the child crime is unbelievable, the families are broken, all of this stuff, and they're realizing, oh, you know what? Maybe this isn't Donald Trump. Maybe this is Democrats doing this. And that's why I think we're going to be able to come together. I really do. And I got to tell you, I would much rather be in a place where we can come together and hold hands and win and be positive and promote everybody making jobs. There may be races in the Republican Party somewhere, maybe a couple. But by and large, like, Donald Trump doesn't care if you're black or white. He wants to see people succeed. All right. There you go. I said what I'm going to say about that. Let's see what else. I got so much stuff I need to get to. So much stuff I need to get to. This is kind of funny. Related, okay? So you've got the Congress of the United States, right? Congress of the United States. They just passed a partial omnibus spending bill where they completely ignored everything that's important to you and me. Nothing in that bill is going to help your economy, going to help you pay your bills. None of it is going to close the southern border. It's bullcrap. Then, the number one priority of the U.S. government, what is it? Ukraine. Billions of dollars to Ukraine. And paying for illegals to have hotel rooms, paying for illegals to stay here, and all of this. All right. Meanwhile, you're struggling. I've got a poll about what you think is the most important on the other side of this break. And it's exactly what I said, and it's the exact opposite of Washington, D.C. is doing. All right, that's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Who would it man?
Oh, rage against the machine. I love me some rage. Absolutely, 1,000%. Oh, by the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that WCBM in Baltimore, our anchor station, is 100 years old today. Today! Congratulations to an amazing era of success. I am so proud. They're the guys who rolled the dice on this guy right here. Me. And I am extremely grateful to Sean Casey and all the wonderful people. And I mean it, man. Best people in the world work at CBM. And when I go to CBM and I work in those hallways, I love it. You guys are amazing. And by the way, the first morning show there was called the Morning Carriage Ride. And then it became the Morning Zoo in the 80s. It's got kind of, you know, all of that. And the first guest was Joe Biden. He was a freshman senator on the radio at WCBM. 1924. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I love it. So a new Harvard poll shows, are you ready? You better sit down with this. It's going to come as a complete shock to you. The number one issue on voters' minds across the board, Republican and Democrat, the open border. I know. Even worse than inflation that's crushing families, the border is number one. What did your Congress, Republican and Democrat, do in their little spending bill? Not a damn thing for the border. Americans are angry. They understand what replacement theory is. And it's not just white guys thinking, oh, man, they're going to want to replace me with brown people. No. They're replacing everybody because they want new voters who haven't paid any taxes, who are completely, completely dependent on the government and thankful for the gift cards and the rent. And they don't care if they hate America. They don't care where they came as long as they sign up and they vote Democrat. So if you're black, if you're Jewish, or if you're whatever, screw you. That's what this is all about. Number one issue is the border. And with good reason. And it is becoming unstoppable. The Democrat Party has screwed the pooch. And there's no going back from this one. The only thing we can do is shut down this border and save the country. Let's go to Bernadette in Catonsville. Bernadette, we got about a minute. Go right ahead.
Hey, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for your email response this morning. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yes.
You know, let's have our come to Jesus moment here. Let's talk about who are the real Nazis. The real Nazis who censor us. The real Nazis who take down our Facebook pages when we say something. The real Nazis who threaten our beliefs and our beings in organizations that have been a long time, you know, that have suddenly turned woke. All this stuff. These are the real Nazis. We're talking about Trump being a Nazi? Excuse me? I think somebody's missing something here. These progressives are the Nazis. Get it?
You're burning that? Let me tell you. Let me tell you also, Reichstag was January the 6th. Kristallnacht was the summer of 2020. I can go on and on. The massive censorship campaign. Oh, and by the way, Joe Biden isn't sending military aid to Israel. He's siding with Hamas. That's the anti-Semite wing of the Democrat Party. I could go on and on, make comparisons to the Germans and the Stalinists, and that's your Democrat Party. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. I have been eager to tell you about Factor Meals. Remember this. There are a ton of meal services that require you to assemble the ingredients, and that's all fine, but time is such a valuable commodity. Why not have excellent chef-crafted and dietitian-approved meals delivered to your door? Factor has 35 different options a week to choose from. My wife and I love them. My son has a new place. He loves them. Options include calorie smart, vegan, veggie. How about turkey chili with zucchini? Sun-dried tomato chicken, tomato goat cheese cavatappi pasta. Most microwave meals are frozen and they look like crappy airline food. Not Factor Meals. Factor has two-minute meals that are ready to eat whenever you are. I love their smoothies and their shots, especially their ginger cayenne shot. Gets me going every day. It's a rush. No prep, no mess. Factor Meals are ready to heat and eat. Head to factormeals.com/newsmax50. Use promo code newsmax50. Get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50 and get 50% off. factormeals.com/newsmax50. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400%. Because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, second hour of the Rob Carson Show. Joe Biden is in New York City for a fundraiser. Donald Trump is in New York for a police officer funeral. Wait till you hear how the Biden administration treats Gold Star families, plus the lunacy of MSNBC and NBC exposed. And we have got a special guest, Dr. Ben Carson, next hour.